Can we turn to the book of Matthew?
24章.
Matthew 24.
马太24章.
Matthew 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 20. But pray that your flight will not be in the winter or on a Sabbath. For then there will be a great tribulation, such as not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will.
我们知道, 刚这段圣经, 特别讲到, 主耶稣预测, 在主回来以前有个大灾难。
So this is a portion of the scriptures where the Lord talks about how before his coming back there will be a great tribulation.
在耶利米书是说到雅各家的苦难。
In Jeremiah, it speaks about the suffering of the house of Jacob. But according to the book of Revelation, it's a worldwide tribulation. The Lord Jesus talks about it as the great tribulation. And there will be nothing like it before, or there will be nothing like it after. For there will be such a tribulation, such has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now. That means that never had it happened like it before. Nor ever will.
我想我们的主讲到将来的日子, 他用这么
So the Lord used very strong words to talk about what is going to happen. When you talk about this portion, if you keep on reading, so when you read the Bible, you have to read the context. Why did the Lord talk about the Great Tribulation? So you have to read a little bit before. Verse 16. Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains. Whoever's on the housetop must not go down to get things out that are in his house. Whoever's in the field must not turn back to get his cloak. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. Simply speaking, when the Great Tribulation comes, our Lord was saying, you have to flee for your life. So if you flee, if you're in Judea, you must go to the mountains. But when you're on the housetop, don't come down to get things in the house. You have to flee. If you're in the field, don't go turn back to get your cloak. Because those days, woe to those who are pregnant. Because the mother can't run that quickly. And to those who are nursing babies in those days. But pray that your flight will not be in the winter or on a Sabbath. In the winter it's too cold.
像最近我们都知道, 在Mississippi那一带发生了很大的水灾,
so you know that in Mississippi, there was a great flood.
那再加上冷, 寒冷的天气,
plus a cold weather.
那实在是大一个, 实在是一个, 一个, 一种的灾难.
So it is indeed a tribulation.
所以如果我们把这一段声音通通加在一起,
so if you add all these portions together,
你知道在主回来以前, 有一段的日子, 是大灾难的日子.
Before the Lord's return, there's going to be a day of days of tribulation.
我们的主是最大的先知.
Our Lord is the greatest prophet.
当他还没有发生以前,
before it happened,
他老早就告诉我们,
he already told us. But we have to read even before that. Because we have to read the context.
那么第十五节
Verse 15,
你们看见先知但以理所说的
Therefore when you see the abomination desolation which is spoken of through Daniel,
那些毁坏可憎的站在圣地
The prophet standing in the holy place,
读这经的人需要会意
Let the reader understand.
那时在犹太的应当逃到山上
Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains.
然后我们的主就讲到大灾难
Then the Lord talks about the great tribulation.
所以这段的话和但以理书的话完全相连的
So this portion of the scriptures is connected to the book of Daniel.
我们昨天晚上不是说过
Yesterday didn't we mention about it?
全本圣经有1800多个预言
In the whole Bible, there are more than 1800 prophecies.
你如果一个个去读它就太多了
If you read each one of them, it's too many.
但是我们知道说当神在你的工作的时候
But when the Lord is there working,
有办法把这些点点滴滴通通把它连在一起
He can actually connect all of these facts together.
当太阳地球围绕太阳转的时候
When the earth surrounds the sun,
它每一次转动都有它一个点
It has a point that it marks on its path.
如果你注意着许多的点,
If you observe each of those points,
那问题就太复杂了,
then it becomes too difficult.
但有一件事情我们知道,
But one thing we do know,
所有天体的运动,
all the heavenly body movements,
它一定是椭圆的运动,
they're all elliptical in shape.
不管是地球绕太阳,
whether it's the earth surrounding the sun,
或者月亮绕地球,
or the moon around the earth,
只要在宇宙里面任何星球的运动,
any heavenly body,In the universe, its movement, no matter how complicated it is, no matter how many points it has,
但是你知道,
but you know,
这里面有一个规则的,
there is a certain rule. When it moves, it's always in the shape of an ellipse.
那么椭圆是怎么画出来的?
Now, how do you draw an ellipse?
我们昨天晚上说过,
Yesterday, we talked about it.
你在桌子上,
on your table,
你摆一块很大的纸头,
you put a big piece of paper,
然后你钉两个大头钉,
and you use two thumbtacks,
然后呢, 你让一根绳子, 一根线就连在这两根钉子上面。
And then you connect a string to both of these thumbtacks.
当然它是松的, 对不对?
But it's loose, right?
但是现在呢, 你就拿一个笔,
and you use a pencil,
你尽可能往外来撑它。
And you push against that string,
所以你一面撑它, 你一面动它。
As you push against it, you start to draw.
结果你画出来圆, 画出来图一定是个椭圆。
So the shape that you draw must be an ellipse.
这什么意思?
What does it mean?
这就告诉我们任何一个椭圆的运动。
So any elliptical movement,
它有两个焦点。
It has two focal points.
有两个中心。
Two centers.
好像圆周只有一个中心。
As if the circle only has one center.
但是椭圆呢是有两个。
But the ellipse has two focal points.
你用这两个中心就能够解释它了。
These two centers explain it.
虽然圣经有一千八百个预言。
Even though the Bible has 1800 prophecies.
但是最后你可以归纳到两个焦点。
But you can organize these prophecies into two focal points.
你可以看见说当它动的时候。
As it moves.
它是围绕着这两个焦点在那动的。
It's moving according to these two focal points.
那哪两个焦点呢?
What two focal points?
你如果仔细读这一千八百个预言。
If you read these 1800 prophecies.
有一部分预言是讲的主耶稣第一次来。
One part of the prophecies talk about the Lord's first coming.
我们说过有333个预言在旧约里面。
We said that in the Old Testament, there are 333 such prophecies.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
而且我们要知道还有一部分预言是讲的主耶稣第二次来。
So the other prophecies speak about his second coming.
你把所有圣经的预言通通把它归纳起来。
If you organize all the prophecies in the Bible,
你看见说神在你的工作。
So the Lord is there working.
但神的工作是围绕在两个中心上。
But God's work surrounds these two focal points. 2,000 years ago,
主耶稣道成肉身,
the Lord Jesus was the Word that became flesh.
为我们钉在十字架上,
He was crucified for us on the cross.
这件事是太大的工作了,
this is such a great work.
老早神就预告这件事情要做的,
God already prophesied that such a thing would happen.
最后主耶稣果然降生,
in the end, our Lord Jesus was born.
降生在伯利恒,
He was born in Bethlehem.
还没有降生以前,
before He was born,
你看见东方的博士就看见了他的心,
so the Magi already saw His star.
然后你看见他怎样的长大,
so how He grew up,
怎样为我们钉在十字架上,
how He was crucified for us on the cross.
他死的时候又怎样的埋葬在坟墓里面,
and whenever He died, He was buried.
你看见一点一滴圣经老早就预先
All of the facts were already prophesied in the Bible. This work was too important. So God's work surrounds this very important focal point. But not only that, our Lord Jesus not only came the first time to be crucified for us, He's going to come again. This is also a very important event. So the other prophecies surround this focal point. So simply speaking, even though the Bible has so many prophecies, it surrounds these two focal points. So we already mentioned, in order for us to understand more clearly, the Bible has two books. One is the book of Daniel. One is the book of Revelation. So Daniel mainly talks about the Lord's first coming. When you read the book of Revelation, it mainly talks about the Lord's second coming. You understand that? For the Jews, they don't believe that the Lord Jesus already came. They don't accept the Lord Jesus as the Messiah. They're still waiting for the Messiah to come back. But their movement is not an elliptical movement. Their movement is a circular movement. We know this is wrong. Because all the elliptic movements in the heavenly bodies is of elliptical shape. Because it's the work of God. So there are two focal points. One is the book of Daniel. One is the book of Revelation. Two old men. They were all both about 100 years old. In the eyes of man, they are almost useless. So their memory should fail them. But at such a point, in their old age, God used them. Why? Because from when they were young, God already chose them. They're not willing to be corrupted by the world. They're not willing to eat things already sacrificed to idols. So God, the Lord kept them. Not allow them to be young. And allow them to live long years. Why did they live so many years? So because many words God wanted to speak through them. God cannot just allow them to leave the world quickly. God wants to use them. So you see that? God used Daniel for many years. At least 70 years. God used John at least 70 years. Don't think about how long can I live. If God is going to use you, your days will not be short. You see that? Yeah, when you're young, you have to study well. You have to study hard. Don't waste your body. Don't sin. Don't drink. Don't let the world corrupt you. Then the Lord keeps you. You see that? Because of that, then you can live longer than others. When you're old age, the Lord is going to use you. Just like Daniel. Just like John. So God gave us two very important books to show us. So the 1800 or so prophecies in the Bible, how they surround these two focal points. Now, okay, we already mentioned, our Lord Jesus is that great prophet. He could put these two focal points together so that we may be more clear. So when he speaks about great tribulation, he didn't just say it casually. He said it according to the book of Daniel. And what does it say in verse 15? When you see the abomination desolation which was spoken of through Daniel, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand.
明白吗?
You understand that?
那什么叫做行毁坏可憎的呢?
Who is this abomination of desolation?
简单来说就是圣经中所说的敌基督。
Simply speaking, he's the Antichrist.
等到主要回来以前,
Before the Lord comes back,
有一个大罪人,
there's going to be a great sinner.
有一个不法的人,
is a lawless man.
他是个超人,
he is a superman.
他要统管整个的世界,
he is going to rule the world.
所以到了时候,
At the time,
他要站在圣地,
he's going to stand in the holy place.
他要污染这个圣地,
he's actually going to corrupt that holy place,
简单的来说,
desecrate it.
简单来说,
Simply speaking,
他就进到了圣殿,
he goes into the temple.
然后他要站在圣殿,
he's going to stand in the holy place.
他要把他偶像放在圣殿里面,
he's going to place his own idol in the temple.
你看见他要污染圣殿里面的祭坛,
he's going to desecrate the altar in the temple.
等到敌基督真的出现,
when the Antichrist comes,
敌基督真的站在圣殿里面,
when he does stand in the temple,
不要忘记,
don't forget,
这就是大灾难的时候,
this is the time of the great tribulation.
什么时候敌基督出现,
whenever the Antichrist appears,
什么时候人类最大的苦难就来到,
so then the greatest tribulation of mankind will come.
那个灾难不是空前的,
that tribulation is not that will never occur before,
而且是绝后的,
and it will never occur again.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在清楚吗?
Isn't it clear now?
什么叫大灾难?
What is the great tribulation?
大灾难就告诉我们将来有一个敌基督一定要来,
Great Tribulation tells us that there's going to be an Antichrist that's going to come into the world. He is like a Superman. He is very powerful. He actually will deceive many. Many will really think highly of him. Many want to follow him. Don't forget, the Antichrist is a Superman. Many people of the world want to follow him. When that day does come, you know that great tribulation will come. Suffering will come. Okay. So Daniel's only 12 chapters. Why did the Lord only mention this one point? So when the Lord talks about the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, so which chapter does it talk about this? So if it talks about one chapter in the, of the 12 chapters, then you know how to study the Bible. We don't know how many times we study the book of Daniel. We read and we don't really understand it. But our Lord Jesus, so he knows which is the most important chapter. What is the essence or the cream of the crop? So you see that? How only the Lord Jesus can tell us how to study Daniel. From chapter 1 to chapter 12. You see, there are 12 chapters of words full of prophecies. But when you read chapter 2, there is a great statue. He has a gold head. He's a breast of silver. He's a belly of bronze.
The
legs of iron.
You
see that? This is a very important prophecy. This is chapter 7. In the Mediterranean, there are four beasts that came out of the Mediterranean. The first beast is like the beast, like a lion. The second beast is like a bear. The third is like a leopard. The first is an unknown beast. You see that? Gold, silver, bronze, and iron. This is chapter 2. But in chapter 7, these are four different beasts. So Daniel's full of prophecies. But we all know this gold, silver, bronze, and iron will tell us that there will be four empires in this world that would would appear.
果然这个预言应验,
this prophecy was fulfilled.
原来那个金头就指着历史上的巴比伦帝国,
that gold head speaks about the Babylonian Empire in history.
为什么是金的呢?
Why is it gold?
因为巴比伦金子很多,
because there's a lot of gold in Babylon.
那么后来来了一个帝国叫做波斯大帝国,
and then there was another kingdom called the Persian Empire.
那波斯大帝国为什么是银的呢?
Why is the Persian Empire silver?
那你读以斯帖记的时候,
if you read the book of Esther,
你知道波斯皇帝可以统治127个省。
So the king Ahasuerus, he could rule over 127 satraps.
从古时一直到印度,
from Kush all the way to India.
很少有一个世界上的版图像波斯帝国版图那么大。
Rarely will we see such a large territory.
他有这么多的版图有什么好处呢?
Having so much territory, what's the benefit?
他到时候就可以向他们收税。
Then he could collect taxes from them.
每一个国家都要把钱给
every country needs to give money to the Persian Empire. So the Persian Empire had a lot of money. It doesn't mean you give him any money. You have to give silver.
明白吗?
You see that?
在整个波斯帝国的国库里面,
so in the whole treasury of the Persia,
全世界的银子都在他的国库里面,
the whole world's silver is in his hands.
所以明白吗?
So you understand that?
这是为什么波斯帝国是银的?
So that's why Persian is silver.
那么等到波斯帝国完了以后,
after the Persian Empire,
你知道有个希腊大的帝国,
there is a Greek Empire.
那么如果大家读历史的话,
if you study history,
你知道希腊人打仗的时候,
so when the Greeks, they fought in a war, its shield is always bronze.
所以明白到了铜的地方就是希腊帝国。
So when you come to the belly, it's the Greek Empire.
那有的人看电影的时候,
so some people when they watch movies,
到了罗马帝国的时候,
when you come to the Roman Empire,
它就不是铜的牌子了,
it's no longer bronze shield.
你看见它是铁的,
the shield is always made of iron.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
当但以理那个时候,
in the time of Daniel,
还没有波斯帝国,
there was no Persian Empire,
还没有希腊大帝国,
there was no Greek Empire,
还没有罗马帝国,
there was no Roman Empire.
他们怎么知道?
How did they know?
但你怎么晓得?
How did Daniel know?
明白吗?
You see that?
很稀奇,
amazingly.
所以等到这个亚历山大,
when it came to the king empire of Alexander the Great,
结果等到他要到耶路撒冷的时候,
that Greek Empire, when he came to Jerusalem,
你知道耶路撒冷的大祭司就去迎接他,
so the great high priest went to meet Alexander the Great,
然后就把但以理书给他看。
So he showed Book of Daniel to Alexander the Great.
你知道吗? 你就在但以理书里面。
See, you see, you've been recording the Book of Daniel.
但以理书不是讲有个很大，有羊，有个以山羊，它有个大的角吗?
So it talked about a ram with a big horn.
那大的角就指亚历山大说。
So that horn is Alexander the Great.
后来呢，大的角折断以后。
So after that horn was torn apart,
有四个角。
Then there were four little horns.
因为亚历山大他没有儿子。
Because Alexander the Great, he did not have a son.
所以后来他的国家就被四个将军拿去了。
So his kingdom was taken by four of his generals.
那个四个将军就是这里的四个角。
These four generals are the four horns.
所以你们再读但以理。
So when you read Book of Daniel again,
现在我们读好像是历史。
So now we read it as if it's history.
但但以理那个时候还没有发生。
But at the time of Daniel, it didn't occur yet.
那个时候还没有亚历山大。
There was no Alexander the Great.
等到亚历山大把耶路撒冷拿下来的时候,
But after Alexander the Great conquered Jerusalem,
那他们就把但以理书给他看。
So they showed him the Book of Daniel.
所以后来亚历山大就撤退了。
So that's why Alexander the Great, he retreated.
明白吗?
You see that?
所以后来他到了埃及。
So when he went to Egypt,
就盖了一个很大的城,
he built a great city
叫做亚历山大,
called Alexandria.
所以他就邀请犹太人到亚历山大去,
he welcomed the Jews to Alexandria.
所以这是故事,
so this is a story.
这是历史,
this is history.
但是你看见稀奇吧?
But you see, isn't it amazing?
圣经的预言很奇妙的应验,
the biblical prophecy is amazingly fulfilled.
果然是金银铜铁,
indeed, it is gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
很重要的,
but more importantly,
圣经告诉我们什么?
The Bible tells us what?
就等到到了, 金银铜铁是指着从头到胸到腿,
So the gold, silver, bronze, all the way to the iron legs.
所以时间慢慢慢慢往家流,
so time has moved forward, right?
但到你到了脚趾头,
when you come to the toes,
那就表示越来越靠近时间, 世界的末日了。
It should come close to the end of the world.
然后但以理书第二章怎么说呢?
What did Daniel chapter 2 say?
有一块大的石头,
there's a huge stone.
就打在他的脚上,
he crushed the toes.
就把他打得粉碎,
and it into pieces.
那么到底这个石头是什么石头?
So what is that stone?
你记得主耶稣说过一句话。
You remember what once the Lord Jesus said?
他说匠人所砌的石头已经成为头块的房角石。
So the stone that the builders rejected has already become the chief cornerstone.
你看主耶稣，人家主耶稣被钉十字架，他们说钉掉，除掉他，除掉他。
So when the Lord Jesus was crucified, they say, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Away with him!"
他就是匠人所砌的一块石头。
He is that stone that was rejected by the builders.
所以主耶稣把自己比作石头。
So the Lord Jesus compared himself to a stone.
那么主耶稣怎么说呢
？So what did the Lord Jesus say?
这个石头如果砸在谁的身上，就要把它砸得稀烂。
So whoever this stone crushes upon, they will be crushed to pieces.
所以这什么意思
？What does that mean?
等到主耶稣要回来的时候。
When the Lord Jesus comes back.
等到末日的时候。
At the end.Times. When he comes back, he is that stone. But that stone is not crushing on the head. Not the time of Daniel. Not during the Roman Empire. Not during the time our Lord Jesus was born. No. He's going to crush the feet or the toes at the end of time. So when the Lord Jesus comes the second time, the stone will crush on the feet and will crush it into pieces. And there'll be a huge mountain. And it will tell us there's going to be a fifth kingdom that will appear. That kingdom is the kingdom when the Lord Jesus returns. He will become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So these little things will all happen. This is Daniel chapter 2. You understand that? Daniel chapter 2 tells us that one day the Lord Jesus will come. The Jews also believe this. They don't want to believe that the Lord Jesus already came. So they're still waiting. They only know Daniel chapter 2. They know that Messiah will come. Just like Christians believe that the Lord Jesus will return. So you see that? This is Daniel chapter 2. After you understand this prophecy, you say, this is wonderful. This is a very important prophecy in the Bible. But not only that, but Daniel was not even 20 years old at that time. He was very young. His mind was very clear. When he studied history, when he studied geography, he knew it better than others. So the Lord used him. And the Lord used him to speak these words. But wait a minute. After 50 years, so Daniel was 20 and then he became 70. So after 20 and then you became 70, what use of is he? The body is not as strong as before, but he is more and more full of wisdom. The same matter. Now his view is different. You see that? When he was young, is one view. After you have experienced many things, because you're more mature, you're more wise. You understand? When Daniel was almost 70, after 50 years, you come to Daniel chapter 7. You see that? But chapter 7 is very amazing. It no longer talks about gold, silver, bronze, and iron. Because in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, because he conquered the whole world. So when he sees the whole world, he sees his gold, silver, bronze, and iron. He sees the splendor of this world. So that's why he sees gold, silver, bronze, and iron. But after 50 years, There's another man. His name is Daniel. Don't forget. Daniel is not a free man. He was deported to Babylon. Very difficult did he actually become a ruler in Babylon. But no matter what. But Daniel is definitely one who was deported. After 50 years, he could see what God saw. When he was young, he felt that this whole world was like gold, silver, bronze, it's a colorful world. But as he became older, so then he started to understand what kind of world this world was. Outwardly was gold, silver, bronze, and iron. But after 50 years, he saw four beasts coming out of the sea. It's very interesting. The first beast
is
lion. Don't forget. Even though it's a lion, but it actually prophesies of Babylon. The same prophecy. There are four great empires. But you look at it from a different angle. You see that? Before it was gold. Just the gold head. Now it's the head of a lion. It is the head of a lion. Don't forget. So the lion is the king of all animals. So we know that. So this is the Babylonian Empire. Soon after, and then it's the bear. What's the special feature of the bear? If you come before the bear, you have to raise your head. Because it's very massive. You see that? If you stand before him, he's going to crush you. If you study history, is this way. What was the special? What's the special feature of Persia? Every time it went to war, there are many, many people. So they conquer through a sea of people.
Man mountain, man sea, 人山人海.
Whatever he said.
Yeah, 那就是很多人的意思。
So many, many people. So many people, then it will crush you. So when many people come your way, you become afraid and you flee.
所以你看见说,
armies of millions.
你怎么知道?
How do you know?
每一次巴比这个波斯帝国打仗打赢了，就是因为他人多。
So every time the Persians they win is because of the number of people.
那我举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
比方说当你读以斯帖记的时候。
When you come to the book of Esther, so the Esther's husband was called Ahasuerus. So Ahasuerus was one of the Persian emperors. So there's a story recorded in history, not in the Bible. Because some people tell us. So Ahasuerus, he was obsessed. What was he obsessed with? He was obsessed with his throne. No matter where he was, he needed to sit on the throne. In the palace, he had to sit on the throne. But when he was in the battlefield, in the front lines, he was on the throne. This is actually very dangerous. So if you see someone on the throne, you attack him first. But this is Esther's husband. No matter where he went, he has to be on the throne. Now the history tells us, what was he most pleased with? He found a mountain, not too high of a mountain, and then he established a throne there. So when the soldiers are going to go fight, he's going to actually inspect them. After he inspected them, so you could imagine, so the sun rose, the first soldier will walk by him, the second, the third, fourth. The history tells us, When the sun set,
the
last soldier didn't go before his throne yet.
So
his armies were huge in numbers. So no matter where the Persians went, they were like a huge bear. Very naturally, he would crush you. But it's very interesting. The Bible tells us the Greek Empire is like a leopard. Leopards, they run very quickly. You see that?
So
in history, there was someone like a leopard. Who was he? His name was Alexander. And he was an ever victorious general. He had never lost a battle. So he didn't have a huge army. He only had 30,000 army. These would always be on horses. They run very quickly. Think about it. Only an army of 30,000 cavalry. And you can defeat millions. It's impossible. But amazingly, 2 to 3 years, Alexander the Great, he conquered the world of the time. Isn't it amazing? After he conquered the world, he was crying and weeping in the tent. And then they asked him, why are you crying? He said, from now on, I have no more world to conquer. This is Alexander the Great. So if you study the book, study Alexander, he was not a bear. So the Greek army is not a bear. It's just like a leopard. So leopard has spots on them, right? White and black. White and black, yes.
Stripe.
So this is a special feature of the leopard. This is also a special feature of Greeks. Alexander the Great had a dream. It's different than those of his teachers. Aristotle was his teacher. And taught many things to Alexander the Great. But Alexander, he had a dream. So his army was going east. From Greece all the way to India. So from the west all the way to the east. You understand that? What dream did he have? He's not like the Roman Empire. So Romans, they want to conquer other people's lands. No, he was not that way. He had a purpose. He had a dream that he wanted to fulfill. As he conquered the world, he's not there to take over their land. He had a dream. What is that dream? So as he conquered the East, so this world has an eastern world and a western world, right? Aren't there many differences between the western and eastern world? What was his dream? So he wants the west and the east to be united into one world. So that he wants the whole eastern world to be like the Greek world. Because he thinks that the Greek civilization is the best civilization. Because Greeks, they all study. As they go to the east, they don't study. So what do? After they conquer them, they help them. Hope that they could go to school. They go to the market, they could speak some Greek. So then they become a civilized society. Became one who studied.
所以呢，这个谁呢？这个亚历山大他做的梦就是这样。
So this is Alexander the Great's dream.
他希望全世界都像希腊一样。
He wants the whole world to be like Greece.
全世界都很文明。
The whole world to be civilized.
所以他们都讲一种的语言。
So they all spoke one language.
那一种的语言就是希腊的语言。
That language is the Greek language.
这是他的梦。
This is his dream.
明白吗?
You understand that?
什么意思?
What does it mean?
就是东方的世, 西方的世界跟东方世界完全结婚起来。
So the Western world and Eastern world are married.
那怎么做呢?
How do you do it?
他自己做, 他自己做标准。
He used it himself as an example.
他是西方人,
he's a Westerner.
他是希腊人,
he's a Greek.
结果娶了个波斯女子做太太,
he married a Persian lady as a wife.
所以他拿这个来告诉大家,
he used this to tell the whole world he had a dream. His dream will be fulfilled.
他不止如此,
not only that,
他不过3万多军队,
he only had an army of 30,000. He encouraged 10,000 of his soldiers
就娶1万个波斯女子,
to marry a 10,000 Persian lady. And this actually did happen. He wants to tell the whole world. He said one day that this dream can be fulfilled.
明白吗?
You understand that?
去到了主耶稣的时候,
so in the time of the Lord Jesus, so why was the whole New Testament written in Greek? Because the whole world only had one language. No matter where you went, you would understand Greek. You understand that? Partially speaking, his dream was fulfilled. But on the other hand, his dream was not fulfilled. Why? Because we are all sinners.
只要是罪人,
if we're sinners, these dreams won't be fulfilled.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
如果一个人相信耶稣基督,
if someone believes in the Lord Jesus,
然后保罗怎么说呢?
What did Paul say?
不分是希利尼人,
no matter a Greek
或者是犹太人,
or Jews,
不分是自主的,
not the slave
还是为奴的,
or the free,
不管是男的,
man
还是女的,
or male, a female,
在基督里,
in Christ we are the one. So, brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that? The dream that Alexander the Great did not accomplish. So, the gospel of the Lord Jesus was able to fulfill it. But no matter what, this is a leopard. So, it has different spots.
有东方的,
it has the Eastern and the Western. But this is the dream of Alexander. This is the dream of Greeks.
所以到现在,
so until now,
你知道希腊留给人类最大的两个东西,
so the two things that the Greeks have left to the world that's most important is related to these dreams.
第一,
first,
就是科学。
First is science.
我们为什么今天有 high tech, 有这么高的科学呢?
Why do we have such high technology today?
都是从希腊来的。
It came from Greece.
还有,
and also,
一个制度叫做民主制度,
and the other system called the democratic system,
也是从希腊帝国来的,
also came from the Greek Empire.
原因在哪里?
Why is this?
就是因为亚历山大,
because Alexander the Great,
他不光是统治全世界,
he not only conquered the whole world,
他对我们的版图没有兴趣,
he was not interested in land.
他希望全世界都能够像希腊人一样,
so they want the whole world to be like the Greeks.
但后来,
later on,
罗马帝国才不一样,
when the Romans conquered, it was different. You see that? When the Roman Empire came, it was actually a ferocious beast.
圣经告诉我们用脚践踏,
the Bible says they used the leg to trample. He's the most interested in your land. No matter where Rome went, they were conquered your land.
所以弟兄,
so brothers and sisters,
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
从历史的角度来看,
from historical perspective,
你看巴比伦帝国,
the Babylonian Empire,
波斯帝国,
the Persian Empire,
然后希腊大帝国,
and the Greek Empire,
还有罗马大帝国,
and the Roman Empire.
为什么这四只不同的兽呢?
Why are there four different beasts?
因为这四个不同的兽刚好代表了将来所要发生帝国的特点。
So these manifest the special feature of the empires that will come.
所以明白吗?
So you understand that, brothers and sisters.
你看见神的话多么准确。
You see, the word of God is so accurate.
在但以理的时候,
in the time of Daniel,
事情还没有发生,
before things happened, he already knew that there would be four great empires.
明白吗?
You understand that?
所以到了第七章的时候,
so when you come to chapter 7,
你看见有狮子,
there's a lion,
然后有豹,
there's a leopard,
有熊,
there's a bear,
有不知名的兽,
and then there's an unknown beast.
原来就是50年前他所看见金银铜铁,
it is the same gold, silver, bronze, and iron he saw 50 years before.
为什么他的解释不一样?
Why is his interpretation different?
因为他所看见的角度不一样。
Because his angle now is different.
这个世界所看见乃是
So when the world looks at the empires, it looks at gold, silver, bronze, and iron, the outward things. Because these 50 years, even though Daniel was deported to Babylon, he had much closer fellowship with the Lord. He can see what God saw. Man sees the outward gold, silver, bronze, and iron. Only the Lord sees the true nature of these the world. In the eyes of God, in the eyes of Daniel, these four empires, they're like four beasts. You understand that? Their nature is the nature of beasts. What does that prove? It proves that man has fallen. Man has fallen. We can use very accurate words outwardly. We can say some politically correct words. You have to politically be politically accurate. Don't say anything casually. You see that? If you do this, so no one should be a racist. But why is there still racism? Because everybody says the right words.
Chinese-American.
It's a Chinese-American.
African-American.
Brothers and sisters. You say this completely politically correct. But the problem is this.
是不是在你的心里面,
so in your heart of hearts,
你是看不见什么颜色,
you can see no color.
明白吗?
You see that?
所以只有基督徒,
only Christians,
如果真的接受耶稣基督做基督,
only when they accept the Lord Jesus as Savior,
迟早有一天,
one day you'll discover,
你要看里面跟外面是一样,
so the inside and the outside are the same.
所以清楚吗?
So you see that? The world looks at the outside. God looks at the heart of the world. So brothers and sisters, so the Bible tells us, this world is in the hands of the evil one. So brothers and sisters, in the eyes of God, so the lion came forth from the sea. The bear came forth from the sea. The leopard came forth from the sea. So they are empires, but only God saw the beastly nature in them. Because men have sinned and fallen. So when you put the best system in the hands of sinners, this world will not be improved. When you discover this world is full of pollution, so we have to find the pollutant. You discover the biggest pollutant is us. So when we are just like smokestacks letting out smoke, do you think this world will become better? So if you put us in the Congress, send us to the White House, does that mean the world is going to get better?
所以请记得,
brothers and sisters, remember,
这就是丹以理书第七章,
this is Daniel chapter 7.
和第二章不一样的地方,
the difference between that and chapter 2,
但是更稀奇,
but more importantly, more interestingly, when you come to chapter 7,
是讲到第五个国,
there's a fifth kingdom.
但是很稀奇,
but it's amazing.
第五个国叫做人子的国,
the fifth kingdom is called the kingdom of the Son of Man.
稀奇吧?
Isn't it interesting?
当读第二章的时候,
so chapter 2,
金银铜铁跟石头是对比的,
gold, silver, bronze, and iron is in contrast to the stone. Now there's going to be a fifth kingdom that will come. This kingdom is not the kingdom of the beast. Kingdom of the Son of Man. What does Son of Man mean? In Hebrew, so they have very few adjectives. So they put two nouns together to use it as an adjective. I'll give you an example. So when you speak about someone as being
sorrow.
A sorrowful man. Man of sorrows. How do you describe a sorrowful man? And so in Hebrew,
the son of sorrow.
You call it the son of sorrow. You see that? One who comforts others.
叫他 son of consolation.
Son of consolation or encouragement. And that's Barnabas.
明白吗?
You see that?
去读希伯来文,
so when we Hebrew it, you have to remember. Because there are not many adjectives. So son of something,
你就知道他是形容什么说的,
it is describing something.
所以同样的,
the same way.
The son of man.
The son of man.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
很清楚,
very simply,
the son of sorrow.
The son of sorrow.
他是忧愁的,
he is a sorrowful man.
Son of consolation.
Son of encouragement.
他是个安慰人,
he is one who encourages.
Son of man.
Son of man.
他是人的人,
he is a man of man.
明白吗?
You see that?
所以很稀奇,
so you, amazingly.
如果有个国是兽的国,
if there is a kingdom of the beast,
另外一个国是人的国,
one, the other one is a kingdom of man.
现在你才明白,
now you start to understand.
就第五个国,
only the fifth kingdom
才是人子的国,
is truly the kingdom of man.
人在这个国度里面才真正有人权,
so man truly then has rights in this kingdom.
你在兽的国里面不可能有人权,
in the kingdom of the beast, you do not have rights.
也谈不到女权,
you don't talk about women's rights.
谈不到各样的权,
you cannot talk about all these rights.
所以要记得,
so remember,
有一天,
one day,
第五个国要起来,
there's going to be a fifth kingdom that will rise up.
只有当人的国,
only when the kingdom of the Son of Man arises. This is the fifth kingdom.
So
isn't it amazing? The Lord Jesus came to the world. At least 80 times he said, the Son of Man came in order to X, Y, and Z. Our Lord Jesus called himself Son of Man. He is the Son of God. But he was also the Word that became flesh for us. So the kingdom that he establishes is different than the kingdom of the beast. The one who is a father is more like a father. The one who is a mother more like a mother. The one who are children are more like children. All of us who have been saved, all of us are just like men. We are proper men. When people sin,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, they no longer like men. When they are sinning in shame, as if they have no shame, shamefulness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
请我们记得,
let us remember,
今天主拯救我们,
the Lord saves us. He places us in a shameful heart. What is that kingdom? Kingdom of the Son of Man. So when you cut to chapter 6, this chapter 7,
现在你要问,
so you want to ask,
但你要问说,
what are these four beasts referring to?
明白吗?
You understand that? So you have to answer.
你要去读这个启示录第七,
so you have to read Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章的时候,
Revelation,
对不起, 我说错了,
Daniel chapter 7.
当你读第七章的时候,
when you read Daniel 7,
那很清楚的,
very clearly,
有两个答案,
there are two answers.
第一,
so these four beasts speaks of four kingdoms. But it is also refers to four kings.
换句话说,
in other words, every kingdom has a representative king.
很清楚的,
it's very clear, right?
所以现在明白吗?
So you now understand?
如果第五个王要起来的话,
so if the fifth king is going to come,
一定要等到第四个,
so the four kings before have to go on past it.
所以现在呢,
so now Daniel shows us, first king was Nebuchadnezzar. The Bible recorded about him. You see that?
第二个王,
the second king is King Cyrus. So Cyrus was first emperor in Persia. And Alexander. And then he's that great horn.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问,
so we want to ask.
当圣经四个王都提起来以后,
so when, after the Bible mentions the four kings,
然后第五个王就开始,
then the fifth king will come.
好了,
we found three kings in the Old Testament.
我再说一遍,
let me repeat.
尼布加尼撒,
Nebuchadnezzar,
古列,
Cyrus,
然后第三个是亚历山大,
third is Alexander.
对不对? 这是旧约,
this is the Old Testament.
那么现在我们要问,
we want to ask, if the kingdom of the Son of Man appears,
如果人子国的国王诞生的话,
if that king is born,
那一定在这三个王,这四个王以后,
so it must be after these four kings, right?
所以现在我们要问,
so we want to ask,
圣经有没有提到第四个王的名字呢?
So did the Bible talk about the name of the fourth king?
好,我们一同来看路加福音。
Let's look in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 1.
当那些日子，该撒、雅古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。
Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth.
所有读历史人都知道,
all historians know,
代表罗马帝国的是奥古斯都,
so the one that can represent Rome is Augustus.
好像代表希腊帝国的是亚历山大一样,
just like Alexander the Great represented the Greek Empire.
现在圣经里面,
so now in the Bible,
四个名字都提起来了,
all four names have been mentioned.
如果都提起来的话,
if it mentioned all four names,
你再读下去,
if you keep on reading,
那应该就是第五个王要出现了,
then the fifth king will come, right?
然后我们读第二节,
in verse 2,
这是居里尼欧做叙利亚巡抚的时候,
this was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
头一次行报名上册的时候,
and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city.
约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太区到了大卫的城。
So Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem,
名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人。
Because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him, who was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn. And she wrapped him in cloths, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no room for them in the inn.
然后我们看第十一节,
and then verse 11.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见婴孩包着布, 卧在马槽里,
this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
这牧羊人呢,
so the shepherds, they went to look for the Lord. They saw and found him in a manger. They found their Savior. What did the heaven say? It is the Christ, the Lord.
The Lord, 这个主这个字,
The word Lord,
在那个时候就用在罗马皇帝身上,
that time it was only used for the Roman emperor.
The Lord Caesar,
they said the Lord Caesar.
明白吗?
You see that? So the name after Lord must be Caesar. So Augustus was Lord.
在那个时候,
at that time he was the Lord.
但天使怎么说呢?
What did the angel say?
不要忘记,
don't forget.
这是第五个国,
this is the fifth kingdom.
明白吗?
You understand that?
现在那个四个兽的国过去了,
so the four kingdoms of the beast have passed.
所以第五个国要起来了,
the fifth kingdom is going to rise up.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
他就是主基督。
He is Christ the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
等到你读到第七章的时候,
when you read chapter 7,
但以理现在快70岁,
now Daniel's almost 70,
他重新看他年轻的时候看见过,
so he looks at again what he read, when he knew about when he was young. He explained it differently. What he saw was different.
在第二章里面,
in chapter 2, of course the Lord was the last one to come.
现在很稀奇,
but amazingly,
这个雅古斯都来了以后,
after Augustus came,
你看主耶稣就降生在伯利恒,
and then the Lord Jesus is born in Bethlehem.
那么你说, 这是不是那幅图画呢?
So is it that picture?
一点都不错,
it's true.
你再去读第七章的时候,
and you read chapter 7,
你就看你后来带你看见一个什么样的一个, 什么样的意象呢?
What vision did Daniel see? See, he said, the Son of Man coming in the clouds.
And
he slowly ascended to the throne. So you remember, so John and other apostles, they saw the Lord Jesus ascend to the edge of the clouds. After the clouds, John couldn't see anymore. They couldn't see it. But Daniel saw it. Daniel used the telescope of time to see it. So the Son of Man that he saw, he ascended to heaven. So the kingdom of the heavens was inaugurated. So brothers and sisters, you see that? So this is the kingdom of the Son of God. Son of Man. Amazing. When you read chapter 2, you only see the Lord's second coming. You cannot see his first coming. But when you read chapter 7, but he was not just born in the manger. He was crucified for us on the cross. He ascended into heaven. Isn't it amazing? So here it shows us. So Daniel shows us, strictly speaking, he saw until our Lord's second coming. But in the book of Daniel, his focus is still on the Lord's first coming. So when we come to chapter 7, after 50 years, so Holy Spirit explained the vision that he saw. Now we know. When we talk about our Lord Jesus, not only is he going to be the king at the end of the age, that is going to be a huge stone striking the foot. He is going to conclude the whole world. That's true, it's this way. But the better news is this. 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus already came. Why did he come? He's going to establish a kingdom. His kingdom is completely opposite to the kingdom of the beast. It's completely opposite to the kingdom of this world. This world has a leopard. This world has spots. Has science. Has democracy. But don't forget. But man is still a sinner. So in order to accomplish what God was going to accomplish, to accomplish the dream of Alexander the Great. It was because the Lord Jesus was crucified for us on the cross. So isn't it amazing, brothers and sisters? If we study the book of Daniel, I think we must be very excited now. See, now we understand the book of Daniel. But chapter 2 and chapter 7. Chapter 2 talks about our Lord's second coming. Chapter 7 talks about the Lord Jesus coming already the first time. Isn't it amazing? The problem is this. How do you connect the two? But when the Lord Jesus talks about the book of Daniel, he didn't mention chapter 2. He didn't mention chapter 7. He mentions chapter 9. So chapter 9 is the soul of the book of Daniel. You see that? So now our Lord summarizes the whole book of Daniel. So chapter 2 and 7 are very important foundations. One talks about the Lord's first coming. One talks about the Lord's second coming. So we know all prophecies surround either his first coming or second coming. But who was able to summarize the two? That's why there's in chapter 9. So if we understand chapter 9, so then it's the key that will open up all of the prophecies. You see that? So we'll read Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. Verse 24. 70 weeks have been decreed for your people and your holy city. Is it 77 years or 70 times 7 weeks?
你要根据上下文才能,
you have to read the context for you to understand.
原来但以理到了耶路撒冷被掳70年以后,
so 70 years after Daniel was taken to Babylon from Jerusalem,
他读耶利米书,
when he was reading the book of Jeremiah,
他知道是七十年已经满了。
You know, the 70 years are up. God is going to take his people back. But Daniel was too old. He's almost 90 years old. He couldn't go back to Israel. Even though he couldn't go back, he can kneel and pray. And this is the prayer of Daniel in the book of chapter
9.
Before he prayed, it was 70 years. After he rose up, he discovered, he realized that God already established for his people 70 times 7. Now it's not 70 years. It's 70 years times 7.
你明白吗?
In other words,
现在整个的意象放大了。
So now the whole vision has expanded.
现在神要给让但以理知道
So now the Lord wanted to show Daniel what was in his heart. So for his people's sake, so your holy city refers to Jerusalem. God has decreed 70 weeks or 70 times 7 years. In these 70 times 7 years, the Lord is going to finish his work. You understand that? But now we want to ask, so where did the 70 times 7 years start? So let us repeat. Because we don't have time to study the book of Daniel, so we don't have time to explain whether it's 365 days or 360 days.
那有足够的证明给大家看,
there's enough proof to show us. So that Daniel's year here is 360 days. So in the purpose of God, God has 70 times 7 years.
明白吗?
See that? But you have a starting point. Where did the starting point start? If you read the context, it's very clear. Verse 25. You are to know and discern from the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. If you read the book of Nehemiah, you found the year. So the Persian emperor said, issued a decree to restore, rebuild Jerusalem. And that is 445 BC. That year you can find very easily. Very, very clear. From that day on, so God established 70 times 7 years. And then in 70 times 7 years, he will finish his purpose. But it's very interesting. This 70 times 7 years is divided into two.
It's 69
times 7 years as the first part. And there is one 7 year that's a separate part. So if you want to explain this Bible, you have to use the Lord's word to explain it. If you don't use the Lord's own word, then you'll be confused. So many Bible scholars, they argue here and there. So they want to know whether the 70 years is it continuous or 70 times 7 is broken up into two parts. So there's a very important thing. In the whole process, there's one year that's very important. So it's that the anointed one will appear. That means the Messiah. That is Christ.
明白吗?
You understand that?
现在不光是弥赛亚出现,
not only is the Messiah appearing,
而且如果你仔细读26节的话,
if you read chapter verse 26 carefully,
过了
After the 62 times 7 years, in other words, 69 times 7 years,
那受膏者必被剪除一无所有,
the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing.
那就指着主耶稣钉十字架,
that means when the Lord Jesus is crucified.
所以那一年他就被剪除了,
so he was cut off.
他就一无所有了,
he has nothing.
所以从初令建造新耶路撒冷耶路撒冷开始
So from the time that the decree was issued for the rebuilding of Jerusalem
直到主耶稣被钉十字架那一年开始
Until the year that the Lord Jesus was crucified
中间经过多少年
How many years did it by
69个乘七年
69 times 7 years
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们没有时间去算
We don't have time to calculate
我可以向你保证
I will guarantee you
我算了再算算了再算
I have calculated once, twice, multiple times I don't believe I counted wrong. No matter how I calculated, so the Lord is completely accurate. In other words, so 445 BC, until when the Lord Jesus was crucified for us until 30 AD, you know how many days there are, right? Then you know how to divide it by 360, right? So how many years, right? It's true that that's that way. You can try it again. So 69 times 7 years. Isn't it amazing? The word of God is so accurate. No matter, not completely correct. The one thing that you have to remember. The Bible didn't tell us what year he was born. So the Bible tells us when he was crucified for us on the cross. So there's 60 times, 69 times 7 years. So the issue of the decree to rebuild Jerusalem is not until the Lord Jesus was born. So we don't know what day it is. That year we don't know. But when the Lord Jesus was born, crucified, we do know. So what did the Bible say? How many years?
69
times 7 years. It's a very simple math. So there's nothing wrong with that math. You understand that? So 70 times 7 years is equal to 69 times 7 until the Lord Jesus crucified. Then there's 1 7 years left. So we want to look at. So what is the relationship between the 60 times 7 years and then 1 times 7 years? That's why yesterday we read that portion of the scriptures. Now we said many times. We want to bring us back to the portion of the scriptures we read last night. So let us first read Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. Then after the 62 weeks,
那受膏者必被剪除,
the Messiah will be cut off
一无所有,
and have nothing.
不要忘记啊,
Don't forget.
对但以理来讲, 完全是预言啊。
So for Daniel, this is completely a prophecy.
很清楚的,
it's clear.
对不对呢? 然后下面说, 必有一王来毁灭这城。
And then the people, the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. It didn't say there was a king.
It
said the people of the prince.
那主后七十年。
70 AD,
我们昨天不是讲到说罗马兵围困那个城
Didn't we say that there was a Roman army that surrounded Jerusalem?
不是罗马皇帝来围灭那个城的
It was not the Roman emperor that surrounded it.
我们有一个人叫提多太子
There was a name by named Titus.
他只是太子而已
He's only the, he's not the king, he's not the emperor.
他没有做王，他不过是一王的名。
He was only part of the people of the king.
结果提多来就毁灭这城。
And then Titus destroyed the city.
明白吗？
You see that?
还有和圣所,
and the sanctuary.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
当你讲到主后七十年。
So 70 AD,
耶路撒冷就被围困了。
Jerusalem was surrounded.
你叫主怎么说?
What did the Lord Jesus say?
就说那就是大灾难。
So that is the great tribulation.
明白吗?
You understand that?
刚才我们读的圣经。
So when we read the portion earlier,
是马太福音二十四。
And then it was Matthew chapter 24.
那个大灾难明显是末日的大灾难。
That great tribulation speaks about the tribulation in the end times.
但是讲的大灾难。
But when you think about great tribulation,
双重的应验。
It's double fulfillment.
近期的应验,
one is the proximal fulfillment,
还有一个远期的应验,
one is the distal fulfillment.
最后,
in the end, the second coming of our Lord Jesus, there's going to be a great tribulation. But the Lord Jesus came once. After the Lord was crucified 40 years. Indeed, not one stone was upon another stone. You see that? But clearly it says there is a people of a prince that will destroy the city and the sanctuary. Not one stone will be upon another stone. The Lord said this is great tribulation. So the great tribulation has the close fulfillment and the future fulfillment. The proximal fulfillment has to do with our Lord's first coming. And the second, the distal has related to the Lord's second coming. So now you understand. So all the prophecies surround these two focal points. So now we want to ask. So from the first tribulation, so the proximal fulfillment, until the distal fulfillment of the great tribulation, so the great tribulation close to our Lord's first coming, and then how does that relate to the great tribulation when the Lord comes the second time? What are the things that happen between the two? If you read that portion, it's empty. But there's one thing you do know. So when there is a people of the prince to destroy the city, until the Antichrist stands in the holy temple, in the temple, it's at least 2,000 years. We don't know how long it is. It's very clear. So these 69 times 7 years is separated from the 7 years. So there is an empty time. Why? Because the Jews said, crucify him, crucify him. We accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior. So the church has replaced Israel. So this period of time is a period of grace. So for the Jews, so for them it's empty. But we want to ask. So the great tribulation near the first coming of our Lord, and then the tribulation close to our Lord's second coming, so what are the things that happen? According to the book of Daniel, it's empty. So we keep on reading. And the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. And its end will come with a flood. Even to the end, there will be war. Desolations are determined. So then, now let's come to the portion that the Lord quoted. And he will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week. This speaks of the Antichrist. But in the middle of the week, so that's the 3.5 years great tribulation. He will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering. And on the wing of abominations will come one who makes desolate. And then the Lord Jesus said, this is great tribulation. You see that? It's very clear. So for the people of the prince to destroy the city, it's a great tribulation. When the Antichrist comes, it will also be a tribulation. Is it a continuous process? It's not. According to the word of the Lord, it's very clear. One is close to when he came the first time. One is close to when he came the second time. But if you read the book of Daniel, you will only know that it's empty. But thank the Lord. It's our Lord. He filled that void. Tells us that before he comes back, what are the things that will happen? So yesterday, remember what we read? The first thing that happened, even though they went through the great tribulation, so for many years, The Lord wanted them to repent. But what was the result? One day Jerusalem will return to them. So when Jerusalem returned to their bosom, so then the days of the Gentiles have already been fulfilled. So it's amazing. So in 1967, so this thing indeed happened. You see that? So Jerusalem returned to the bosom of Israel. Isn't it interesting? This is something they never imagined. So now we want to ask, so the Great Tribulation until the Second Great Tribulation, at least there are three major events that are going to happen. First, Israel will become a nation again. Restoration of Israel. So now the people of Israel will return before God. So it's a restoration. To restore to the same state when God had mercy on them. If Jerusalem were to return, it means that God has restored them. That's the first thing that happened. The second thing that happened, then there were many things in the heavens that happened. So the moon was red like blood. So when you read that portion, it's very clear. After Jerusalem returned to the bosom of Israel, so then you saw the moon was red like blood. It's true. In 1967, when they returned to Jerusalem, to Israel, they had a Passover, and then the Feast of the Tabernacles. They saw the full moon, but it was red like the blood. Not only that year was this way, the second year was thus as well. Is this a coincidental? This is the second major event. The third major event. So before the Great Tribulation comes, so there will be the terrorist threat across the whole world. So the Bible tells us, so when men think about the things that are going to come, they will faint from fear. It means that they were, because they were afraid, they fainted. And then our Lord Jesus will come back. And then he will come in the clouds. So brothers and sisters, in the book of Daniel, it's empty. But in Luke chapter 21, you see that? The three major points are placed in there. So if these things happened, we are to straighten up and lift up your heads, because our redemption draws near. So may the Lord open our eyes. This afternoon, we use this time to quickly go over the book of Daniel. So it's our Lord who connected the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. He is the Christ. Only He can interpret the prophecy of the Bible. And then tonight, and then we'll move forward. And tomorrow morning, and we'll keep on going forward. If the Lord willing, may the Lord receive a complete message. If you're willing, you should continue to study. But the Lord's word is established forever in heaven. If you have some questions that you don't know how to answer, don't worry about it. Maybe the first time you've heard these things, you need some time to digest it. You study the Bible. If you don't understand it, you can ask the elder brothers and sisters. Then they can help you. But don't forget. But before, you used to pay attention. Now you pay attention. You think it's not a big deal. But the Lord's word, it's a big thing. May the Lord open up our eyes. this afternoon and this evening. May the Holy Spirit in us do an amazing work. We pray, bow with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands. Lord, we do worship you. Lord, you have separated us out and spoken us the most important words. May the Lord, many have been born just for this weekend. Hear our prayer before you, Lord. No, don't let us go, Lord. Satan wants us to fall asleep. Satan wants us not to be able to hear these words. But we want to tell Satan, Lord, to go back. May your word lay hold of us. May it wake us up. Hear our prayer before you, Lord. In Jesus' victorious name. Amen.